the situation is shows the farce that the health service has become, where the recruitment embargo is actually impacting now on somebody whose position has been selected for appointment. The person has been notified, but has been caught up now with the delay in the embargo. And you know, the diabetes podiatrist in Letterkenny Hospital might be viewed as being a minor position, but it actually would save money in the long run for the HSE, because by people getting that proper and timely podiatrist care, they will reduce the amount of hospitalisation at a later date. And this just shows the farce of it, because this will actually end up costing the HSE more money in the long run, but the HSE are trying to save money by not appointing this person.
It is something that you have stated you will be following up with the Minister and the HSE on exactly what measures have been taken to resolve it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm constantly raising this issue with the HSE and with the Minister, because like I say, it doesn't make any sense, and it actually will, you're saving pennies to cost, or you know, you're saving pennies to cost in pounds at a later date or euros at a later date. And that's really the problem, is that these actions that the HSE taken will not actually save any money and will not do anything in terms of reducing the overall budget for the HSE, and it would actually increase and cost more money at a later stage, I believe, because people's health will deteriorate and they will need more costly treatment in the future.